This is Amber from WNRN backstage at the Jefferson Theater in Charlottesville to chat with James McNew from Yola Tango about their new album, This Stupid World. Thanks so much for taking time to discuss your new release, James. Would you mind if we jump right into a song to start things off?
Sure. The first song that we'll hear is called Celestine. It is sung by Georgia Hubley, and here it comes.
1, 2, 3.
You're listening to a WNRN in-studio session with Yola Tango. I'm Amber, in conversation with their bassist, James McNew.
For your 17th album, This Stupid World, that is just released, was this a typical recording process for you? How did you go about creating this album, and was it different than usual?
It was very different. We made it all ourselves. There was no fourth person involved in any of the recording or mixing. It was just us in our space where we practice every day, 5 days a week, and it was kind of liberating to be home, basically, to be working with, I guess everybody these days is working from home, and I guess that's what we did now that I think about it. I never quite made that connection before. It was tremendous. It was really fun. It's super sweet to be old and to still be learning how to do stuff. That's a good feeling.
Let's enjoy another song from This Stupid World. Would you introduce this next one, please?
Sure. This next song is called Sinatra Drive Breakdown. Sinatra Drive is a street in Hoboken, New Jersey that runs kind of along the water, although I think everything's obscured now because it's all condos. It used to be called River Road, but they renamed it, I think, sometime in the 1980s. For Frank Sinatra, who was born in Hoboken, New Jersey, and hated it and left as soon as he could and vowed never to return. Yeah, I think he returned once, and that's when they may have named the street after him, and I don't think he cared. Here's the song, Sinatra Drive Breakdown.
Thank you.
Tango currently on tour for the new album, This Stupid World. Stop in Charlottesville, which is a place that, James, you have lots of roots.
I grew up here. My family moved to Charlottesville in 1977 or 8, and I went to Albemarle High School. And very briefly, I went to PVCC, and even more briefly than that, I went to UVA, and I worked in the corner parking lot on West Main Street, and I still have a lot of dear friends here. My mom is still here. It's always emotional to be back, and I'm happy to be back today.
This Stupid World, the 17th studio album from Yola Tango, is released now. They're on tour for it, and we have one more song from that album.
We're going to hear a song called Fallout.
Fall.
It's Amber here for WNRN, chatting with James McNew, bassist from Yola Tango, discussing their new album, This Stupid World, and getting some insight into his background in Charlottesville. And on tour, I have a few rapid-fire fun questions for you, James. What was your favorite pandemic purchase?
Oh, I went a little nuts one day, and I bought a bass, which I'm playing on this tour. It's a Gibson Thunderbird that I'm very fond of.
So recently, Yola Tango has been making some headlines. In Nashville, you and Ira came out on stage donned in dresses, and I'm curious, if you were to take on a drag persona, what would your drag name be?
A friend of mine in New York texted me the morning after she saw the photos and referred to me as Big Grandma, and I could stand by that. I think there was a long before your time was a basketball player named Larry Johnson who played for the New York Knicks and before that the Charlotte Hornets, and he had a kind of a character named Grandmama who would be in like ads for, you know, Nike and things like that, but it was just Larry, just like, you know, 7 foot tall Larry Johnson dressed up like an old lady, and it was pretty fantastic. So I took a little spiritual inspiration from Larry Johnson, for sure.
Thanks to James McNew from Yola Tango. Their new album, This Stupid World, is out now. And James, welcome back home to Charlottesville.
Thanks a lot. It was a pleasure.